This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
By the way, Eddie, why didn't you tell me this was a sex shop? This Toys of Eros, nobody was... I'm sitting here, I'm confused. Why is this a thing? And everybody knows it's a sex shop. They're not telling me it's a sex shop. So we had this caller call up. It was like, oh, man, you know, you got this. And the mom owns a shop up in P-Town. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Jordan Hudson's mom owns a shop. And then Eddie's like, well, it's a notorious free spirit. I'm like, well, what do you mean by all this? What is it, a coffee shop? Are you going there to get trinkets? No, it's a sex shop.
Oh, look at this.
So that's why it's another layer of this thing. I'm like, why does anybody care?
Did they have
that she owns a shop?
Do they have vajankles?
I'm sure.
They have a...
What do they have?
Well, they got the Mustang.
What's the Mustang?
That's the Mustang.
She's the manager, not the owner, I believe.
She manages. Okay. All right. Yeah. Now I'm seeing what's going on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I see what's going on here now. All right.
What's going on?
Well, there's full-blown schween on this website.
Oh, there you go.
Full frontal male nudity.
It's like where you guys went before the first live show.
Right, to get our, my leather pants for that day.
They got the pros of a certain ring.
We also have what's up with nipple clamps.
You can
click on that.
Maybe we get Al involved in this.
No. And here's the history of the vibrator. They got a lot of cool articles on here.
Well, so they also have the Museum of Sex.
They got that. Yeah. So that's why I was so confused. Unless he said it and I missed it, I was like, who cares that she works in a shop in Provincetown, Massachusetts?
Now it says keep your package pumped up when the water when the weather heats up.
Oh, summer penis.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah. I think this was known. Well, it's obviously out there, so we might have even talked about it. I don't know if it's one of you guys was out.
Ugh, they have a return policy. I'd be like, you ain't returning anything.
Yeah, you better
you buy it, you keep it.
You better boil that thing before you send it back. Oh, the Mustang, $136 for that Mustang.
Right. For a car?
Wow. No. It's not. It's not the Ford Mustang. It's a.
So she's the manager.
Yeah. All right. See now this. There's just a lot of questions I have. I guess. I mean, if her mom is managing this place, and then she doesn't want to answer how the two of them met, and this is a sex thing, this does add another layer of the potential prostitute thing. I'm sorry. It does. I don't know if she is, but it adds another layer. And I'm not the one who came up with that theory, but it's interesting. It's interesting. It was this whole story about how they met on a plane, and Tony DiCoppoli's like, hey, where'd you guys meet? We're not talking about that. Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down. So they shut it down. By the way, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports, where are we on Tony DiCoppoli this morning?
The request is in.
The request is in. Have you gotten
he's not on the show this morning either. I think he's on the road still.
Oh, he's on the road?
Yeah, he's not in studio.
Is he doing anything on the show today?
It looks like he's up at the Karen Reed trial.
Oh, okay. Do you think she's innocent?
I don't know much about it, but you intrigued me with the documentary. It's on my list to watch.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, Stephen, the request is in. He's at the Karen Reed trial. He could pop on. We could promote this thing. We'll promote his Karen Reed coverage.
Yeah.
I could ask him questions about that.
Sure.
I mean, how in demand is Tony DiCoppoli to begin with? I think that he'd get excited about this.
I would think so, too.
You know what I'm saying, Stephen? Like, who could actually want to talk to him other than us this morning?
Not Jordan Hudson.
All right, very good.
That's for sure.
And there goes Stephen Waldron. Have a good day, Stephen, because I know we're not going to hear from you later because there's no way you're going to get this done. He just won't. He doesn't have it in him to really push for things like this, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that Carl Anthony Towns thing, even though he played those great last couple games. It's like, it's just that one little thing that's missing. What is that?
Well, it hasn't been missing the last couple games.
No, it hasn't. Which is great.
Whatever that little last thing is, he found it, and he found it quickly, and he asserted himself the last two games.
Yes, he did. And if they're going to have any chance against the Boston Celtics, he has to play like that the entire series. And that's the biggest difference. You know, Jalen Brunson gives everybody a scare every single game, and you can't, like, sit him for this game because if you win, then you'll have a little bit of a break anyway. But, like, the last thing I need to see is him hobbling off the court again because in your entire season you feel like goes right into the toilet.
Well, we went through this last year.
Well, yeah, of course.
We don't want to go through it again.
100%.
But the problem, well, it's not a problem. It's a good thing. I mean, these games are uber competitive. And this is like real man basketball.
Real man basketball.
And I think that the Detroit Pistons understand that this is the way that they have to play. And they've had opportunities to win these games at the end. They just haven't been able to make a shot.
That's right.
And, you know, and in game one, we saw what happened where they couldn't hold on to the ball for like 10 minutes. And the Knicks went on a 21-0 run. So, but this they got to finish this thing tonight because they need the break. You know, Boston's most likely going to win tonight. And, you know, then it's going to set up a second round matchup. And both have played the same amount of games. And by the way, I was watching a little bit of the Magic and Boston. And the Magic are playing kind of like
the Pistons.
The Pistons are playing. I mean, there's a lot of hard fouling going on. There's a lot of, like, pushing and shoving going on. So, I mean, the Knicks have got to be ready to go tonight. You know,
yeah.
And I'm sure the fans are going to be crazed and the Garden's going to be electric. And you know what I want to say? What I would love to see? I'd love to see a walkover game, kind of like what Cleveland did to Miami last night.
That'd be great. You know, and the two worst games that they played in this series were at home, the Knicks. The two best games they played, even though both of them ended up close, were in Detroit. So I want to see them dominate. Because if you're going to have a shot at the Celtics, you need a lot of things to go right. But winning all your home games is something that you're going to have to do. You're not going to have home court advantage. If you can win every one of the games at home, that's a huge factor. And they hadn't played all that well against the Pistons in games one and two at the Garden. So, yeah, a nice little walkover game, rocking chair spot.
Well, I'd like to have it, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think there's just too much pride on the Pistons. I mean, the
fighting for their life.
They're fighting for their lives, and they're playing like it. And they've been playing like it all four games thus far.
They're also pissed off about the way the game ended.
Exactly. Plus the officiating, you know, nonsense going back and forth. Although I mean, trying to be unbiased, like I was saying yesterday, I feel like that it's been 60-40 in favor of the Pistons, the officiating. Maybe not that much, but I feel like it's been in favor of the Pistons. But, you know, it's like you said, you can't complain about it. You just got to go out and you got to play and you got to make plays.
Yeah, so I'm just taking a look at the odds tonight to see what FanDuel Sportsbook thinks about it. Yeah, I mean, they're a heavy favorite tonight. I mean, not as heavy of a favorite as the Celtics, 11.5 points and minus 650, but 5.5 points, minus 220. People think that this series is over with that type of line, that they'll be able to take care of business at home. I mean, the place has got to be going nuts. It's got to send, this is a message sending type of night. This is what this is. Sending a message to the rest of the league tonight.
Okay. Oh, to the rest of the league.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just tell you, the rest of the league is not paying attention. The rest of the league's worried about themselves.
No, I understand, but, you know, the rest of the people that are watching and evaluating the league. Like, you know, you see what the Cleveland Cavaliers did?
Yes.
I mean, they just pounded Miami into submission to the point that they quit.
Yeah, but Miami traded their best player. Miami didn't belong here. This whole play-in nonsense is a bunch of crap. You know that, and I know that.
Fine, but they still did it, didn't they? You know, Celtics, same thing.
The play-in tournament, all of those games.
I want them to whoop the Pistons so bad tonight that everybody's like, wow, you know, maybe there is a chance. Maybe there is a chance the Knicks can beat the Celtics. That's, you know, instead of like a buzzer beater, you know, sort of a game that comes down to the end, and you're like, man, you know, even though they won in five, you know, there's a lot of close games against the Pistons. They're going to get whooped against the Celtics. No, I want it to be 30-2 in the first quarter like the Cavs had.